So Shem will continue next tape. You're holding Daf Yud. The just last Gemara was a continuation from the Gemara before. Again, the Shaila was originally, if you have two mouses came, and one took chometz and one took matzah, and in front of them were two houses. One was a house that had a bedikah done to it, and one was a house without a bedikah done to it. So we said a svara that we say the mouse that took the chometz went into the house that didn't make the bedikah, and the mouse that took the matzah went into the house that made the bedikah. And we brought a raya from Truma that we say the same thing by Truma and Chulim. We say the Truma went into Truma and the Chulim went into Chulim. Then the Gemara asks Akasha though, but when do we say this for? By Truma, only by Truma the Rabbonin. And this is a svara. If it's only an Issa the Rabbonin, we go Lekula to say that the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulim fell into the Truma. So the Gemara of a Bechomet Firaisa Miyamrinon, but the Chur here we're talking about that the Akfar, that the mouse took real chametz into your house. So who then there's a shal of an issi deraisi being over by your old by your motzei. And why should we be told to say that the house that had the bedika, only the matzah came in? No, maybe the mouse that had the chametz brought it in there. And for the Gemara, oto bedika has chametz deraisa. Are we talking about a case that the bedika is to mekayim a mitzvah deraisa over here? Like to say the person didn't do anything, is only making the bedika. The Rabbonani, and the Gemara, no, we're talking about a case that the Bdik is only Midrabbonin. Why the Midiraisa, the Bito Biyama Sagile? That the Yitzis didn't the Yiraisa, not to be over by Yeroi, by Yimotzim, it's enough that he should make Bittel. The way Rashi learns, Bittel Belev helps Stam, you decide in your mind, as if the Chometz means nothing to you, and it's a din like it's not in your Rishus, so you're over by, you're Makarim the Mitzvah Tashvisu, and you're not over by Yeroi, by Yimotzim. But still, midirabbonin, there's a chiyuv to make a bedikah. So since the chiyuv to check out your house is only midirabbonin, in the rabbonins we say this svarim, that if you have two houses, one had a bedikah and one didn't, and now two mouses, one come in with a chometz, and one comes in with matzah, so you have a right to go lukulu to say that the house that had the bedikah, mistama the matzah, went into that house, and therefore you would not be mechuyuv to make another bedikah. Yeah. Now, the shalah had his bittel help here. The chura, the ak for the mouth comes in, the chometz doesn't belong to you. So it's not your chometz. First of all, why are you over by your by emotzi altogether? The chura, it's not your chometz. He brought in somebody else's chometz. Maybe you'll say he brought it into your house and your house is kaina, but the chura, there's a swar, a person for sure does not want to be kaina chometz, befrat and erev Pesach. So chura, you have to say either it was the person's chometz from before, or else you have to, there's a right to the Geror Shita that the Vilna Gaon learns, that chometz that belongs to Yisrael, really there's a chiv upon everybody to destroy it. Because whoever sees that chometz is over by your own by your motzim. Whoever's reshus that chometz is in, that person is over by your own by your motzim. So here we have to be afraid that the mouse is bringing in a Yiddish chometz into your reshus. So you'll be over by your own by your motzim. So Abba Dhamar's Havimina that the bedika to check it out is to be for the Raisa Dikadin, not to be over by your own by your motzim. And the Gemara's Teretz says no. We're talking about where the person may bittel. If the person may bittel, the pshat is that he does not want this chometz to come into his rishus. So it doesn't belong to him, it's not in his rishus. Therefore, he's not over by your own by motzei. Only at the rabbanon de kechiv, and at the rabbanon we say shani yoyme. So tomorrow now another shayla. What about tibur echot shel chometz? If you have one bundle of chometz in front of your house, there's a whole pile of chometz there. On Erev Pesach, ulufon of beis batim, bedukim. And in front of this pile of chametz, there are two houses, and both owners made already a bedikah last night. Like on the night of Erev Pesach, they both made a bedikah, they checked out the house. Now in the morning on Erev Pesach, the yosa akvar and the mouse comes, the shokal and takes a piece of matzah, and walks into one of these two houses. V'lo yadinim ilahai oil. We don't know into which house the mouse went. Did the mouse go into the right house, or did he go into the left house? What's the halacha? Are both houses, both the bailam, both owners mechuyev to make another bedikah, or only one, or else neither of them? And for the Gemara, haynu shnei shvilim. This is the same halacha that applies to the halacha of two roads. Shnei shvilim, two different roads. We'll soon see. The tnan we learned. Shnei shvilim, if there are two different roads, two different highways, echa tomev yecha tor. On one highway, there is a mace buried there that goes straight across the highway. So whoever goes over that road is Tommy. He is Mahel al HaMeis, he's Tommy. V'yechator, and the second road, we know, does not have any mace buried there. So if you walk over that road, you're completely torn. Now the case here was v'holach b'yechod mehen. One person, Reuven, went down one of the two roads. He doesn't know which road he went, if he went down the Talmudic one or not. The Yosef Tyrus. And after he went over the road, he went home and he touched Truma, he touched Kachim, he touched Tyrus. So now the shaila is, are those Tyrus Tomei or not? Now another thing happened was his friend Shimon also traveled that day. And his friend Shimon went down the second road. Again, the Yosef Tyrus. And when Shimon went home at night, he also touched Tyrus, he also touched Truma or Kachim. Now the shaila is, these two people, are they Tomei or not? Is Rabbi Yehuda Oimer? Rabbi Yehuda says, Allah is like this. If each one goes to a special Rav and asks his Rav, what's the Locha? He'll ask him, today I walk down a road, I do not know if this road is Tomei or not, and at night I touch the Tyrus. Are these Tyrus Tomei or not? Is the Locha, the Rav will say, your Torah. So Rashi learns why, because these roads are in a Rishus HaRabim, and the Klal is, Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Torah. Anytime we have a doubt, if you became Tomei or not, if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, which means there are more than three people around there, we learn out from the Loch of the Saita that you are Tor. Here also, it's a Sofik if you're Tomei or not, so in a Sofik we say you're Tor. Another pshat would be, Yistan Yishtol Nechazoka, since the person is Becheskes Taira, and we only have a Sofik if he went through a Tomedic road or not, so with Chazoka we say he's Tor. Now, what about Im Nishalu? Shnehem Bevasachas. Let's say both of them, these two people, Reuven and Shimon, both come to the Rav at the same time, and both ask their shailas at the same time, is Alocha Tomei. Then the Rav has the paskins that Tomei. Why? Because it's like a joke to say they're both Torah, because we know for sure one of them is Tomei, we just don't know which one. Now, Tosfos learns Pshat here, the second Tosfos, Nira Dahainu Midrabonin. This din that we say we have to be Metama both of them, it's only Midrabonin. The Midiraisa, because really the Svara should be Midiraisa, Afilu Babasachas Torim. Even though they both asked the question this together, so what? But like Rashi says, there's a Klal, Sofi Tumma Bishus Rabbi, is Tor, or else both of them have the Chazoka, so they both should be Tor. Because Midirabonin, it looks like a joke to say both are Tor, since we know one went through the road as Tomei. Therefore, Midirabonin, when they both come to Yester Shalom together, the Rav cannot say they're both Tor. Therefore, the Rav has to say, yes, you're both Tomei. To say one is Tomei, that's also a joke. We don't know which one. Therefore, we have to say both are Tomei. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach Benkach Tomei. No, even if they yes separately, still he owes the Tomei. And since we don't know which road you went through, but if each one is a suffix, and maybe you went through that one, and the Frat 2 years, so one for sure went, it's like a Chazik Yisura, one for sure went over that road, therefore we have to say you both Tomei. Omar Rava Vitema Rabbi Yochanan, but Rava said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like this, this is the Machlekis. That Bevasachas Divri Hakol Tomei, I'll tell you no. If they both, Reuven and Shimon, come to ask the Shail at the same time, Avada, the Rav has to say you are both Tomei. Bezeachazeh, let's say first Reuven asked the question, and then later Shimon asked the questions, then Divri Hakol Torim. Rabbi Yochanan learned that even Rabbi Yossi is made in such a case Yitor. Hey, since each one has a Cheskes Tairam, or for each one there's the Kalal of Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Torah, so Avada, for both of them we say they're Torim. Le'nechleku, where is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Le'nechleku, they only argue, Ela Bebo La'Hashil Olav V'Yal Chaveroi. Where one of them, Reuven, comes, only one comes, but he's coming to ask the Rav the Shaila for himself and for his Chaver. He's coming to ask, what's the locker for me, Reuven, and what's the locker for my friend, Shimon? Here's the machlekes. That Rabbi Yossi, mad milay lebasachas. Rabbi Yossi says, this is similar to the case where both of them are asking together. Since Reuven, he's asking for him and his friend, even though his friend is not here, but since he's asking for both of them, it has the locker like he's asking for both, and we have to say Tomeo, we cannot say Tor, because it looks like a joke to say both are Torah, since like one of them for sure went over that road, it's Tomei. For Rabbi Yehuda says, no, still they're both Torahim. Mad milei lezeh achazer. He still says it's similar to the case of where one asks first, and then his friend asks. Hey, since they're both not here, so the Rav like says, you're asking me a question, even though you also ask me for your friend, the whole side, let's not look at your friend, let's just look at you. for you alone, you have a suffik. If you went over the road, it's tamei. It's a suffik tumah b'rishus rabim. So therefore, we go l'kula. That's the way Rabbi Yechidin would learn the machlekes. In Laloch, we hold like this also, that if both the two people ask the shaila at the same time, the rov has the paskin, that they both have to make a bedika. But if they ask zeh achazer, then we could go l'kula to say neither of them have to make the bedika. And Rashi says the pshat is here, the chivun the bedika is chometz the rabbonin, is talinun l'kula, v'yamrinon sveikoi muter. Therefore we say min hasofik it's muter. V'iva v'asachos to bo'ishneim tzrichim bedika. If they both ask together, even though it's only mid rabbonin, we have to go l'chumra. But if they ask zeachazer, since it's only a sofik and an issa the rabbonin, we go l'kula. In other words, Rashi needs this, because before Rashi said that why by Shnei Shvilim are we Mekel? Because there's a klal of Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. That's why we're Mekel. Mashmah, without that klal of Sofik Tumah, we would not be Mekel. So why here by Chometz are we Mekel? So Rashi has to say, by says, we're talking about, we have added the person made a bittel. So he's not over by Yeroi, by Yimotze Midraisa. It's only Yishal in the Rabbonin. In the Rabbonin we go Lekula. Here's the Moravaita. Sofak oil, Sofik loy oil. You have a suffix, we have a doubt, if the mouth that came with the chometz, did he come into the house or not? Like Rashi says, Ro'a akvor shenota chometz b'chotzer. We saw the way the mouth came in the front yard and took a piece of chometz. V'habayis bodik, now before this, you made a bedik in your house last night. V'en yuduim nichnas im lo nichnas. We do not know, we do not see if the mouth came into the house or not. Do we have to have in doubt that maybe it did come in and to make another bedik or not? So the Gemara says, Hainu Bika. This is the same halacha about a Bika. Rashi says the Bika means, Harbe Sodis Hasmuchim Yachat Kori Bika. If you have a lot of fields, one next to another, that's called like a Bika, like a valley. Uve Plukta, the Rebbelez of Rabbonin. It's told in the Machlokes between Rebbelez and the Rabbonin. Titznan, we learned, Hanichnas Le Bika Bimoisag Hashomim. If somebody walks into these fields in the winter, in the a rainy season, V'tumah b'sod ha'ploinis. Now, in one of these fields, there's a tameh, means there's a mace buried there. And if you walk in that field over the mace, you would become tameh also. V'omar echot. Now, one person said, Holachti b'mokim halaz. I walked through these fields. I went through this bik. I went through this valley. But v'eini yodei, I do not know, im nechnasti b'oise soda v'im loy nechnasti. I am not sure if I went through that field, that special field, that has the mace buried there or not. So this is called the Sofak oil. He has in doubt if he went into that field at all. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Mitair. Rabbi Eliezer says in such a case, he's tor. Even though in the Moisag Hashomim, in the winter months, it's the Rishus HaYochid here, that nobody walks through these fields in the winter months, Rashi says, because it's growing already, the wheat is growing already, and when the fields are growing, nobody walks through them. So it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, that really the klal is Sofik Tumah, if you have a doubt, if you became Tumah in a Rishus HaYochid, is Tumah. But here Rabbi Lezer says no. Sofak oil is like a Sveik Sveika. You're not even sure you went into the field altogether. And then, if you did go into the field, you're not even sure you touched it. So where it's like a Sveik Sveika, like two doubts, Rabbi Lezer says, do your Torah. The Chachamim say, no, Yitomei. Since it's a klal of a Sofik, Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, Mid HaSofik Yitomei. So Jizok Tumara, Shari Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer used to say, Sofik Bia Tor. If you have a doubt whether you went into the field altogether, and then there's another doubt if you touched it or not, so you Tor. But Sofik Mage Tumah Tomei. But let's say for sure you went into that field. It's only a doubt whether you touched the mace or not. Then even Reb Lezer is moedah that it's tamei. Since it's a sofik tumah b'rishus hayochid, you go l'chumra. So Rashi learns here, Rashi v'gabi batim, and Rashi says a chiddush. Negeit ha'awas shalom the Gemara by a house. If you have a doubt whether the mouse came into the house at all or not, so Rashi says here, afidu rabbonim moedah. Even the rabbonim would be moedah that you would not have to make a bedikah. Techivon the bedikah aschometz, the rabbonim talil l'kulam. Since we're talking about our whole sugi here, it's only Yechiv mit Rabbonin to make the bedikah, because for sure you already made bittel. So since it's only Yishal and the Rabbonin, even the Rabbonin will be moedim. That is Sofik Yigol Kula. Tosfos asked the question a little bit different, like the third Tosfos. Tosfos asked, Sofik Oil, Sofik Oil, Hanabikah, Temelari. Mashach l'dumi l'bika. How can we say this is similar to the case of a valley? To'ocha filu leke l'sofek yechuduk ma'chazoka acheskes bodek. By b'dikas chametz, even with one sofek will go l'kula. K'der min l'yel, like we said before, v'dim wa'isa l'sofetum v'rishus rabin. Like before, we were talking about a sofetum v'rishus rabin, the klal is you go l'kula. And the way Rashi learns by b'dikas chametz, since it's also only with the rabbonin, you go l'kula. To'ocha, now in our case here, the shalav is this dikka is the rishus ha'yachid. That's why the tzad to be machmir. So that's a modna b'hochim madmir l'sofetum rishus ha'yachid. And here the Gemara seems to say that b'dikas chometz is doyma to the case of rishus ha'yachid, that minasof you should go l'kula. You should go l'chumra. That's the way Tosis asks. Benachnami, the way Rashi learns, maybe it's a terrace to this. The way Rashi learns that the Gemara really doesn't mean to say it's totally net machlokes. It just means from that machlokes we see that even the ones that are machmeroni, machmeru tzashal and nisadiraisa. Mashen can hear by b'dikas chametz, according to both of them, we should go l'kula to say that since the house is b'cheskas boduk, and you have a suffix, if the akfar went in or not, so really it's like a sveik sveikum, we have a suffix if he went in altogether or not. And even on the tzad that he did go into the house with the chametz, maybe he ate it up. So therefore, for sure, we would go to Kule and say you do not have to make another bedika. Mora says weiter. Oil ubodak v'lo yashkach. What about you saw for sure that the mouse went into your house with a piece of chametz, and you went after him and you checked out your house, you made a bedika the way you're supposed to, but you didn't find the chametz. What's the locha? Could you stop here right now, or do you have to keep on looking? So Gemara says, "Pluk to the Rav Meir Rabbonin." This is the machlokes between the Rav Meir and the Rabbonin. The Tanan we learned, "Hoi Rav Meir Oimer, kol dovo shebecheskas tuma." Anything that is a cheskas tuma, in other words, so Rashi says, talking about the Masech Tanida, gal tomei, you have a hill of stones that for sure there's tomei there. Shenesarav al shnei gal got mixed up with two other hills that are torim. No bot kuvechem mehem v'nim to tor. Who tor shneim tomeim? If you checked them out, and let's say you checked out all three of them, and you did not find any tumma altogether, so it's a machlokes that Reb Meir says the other mubit to Masach Yerd Lachua Tumma Hechini. So if you checked out these three bundles and you don't find the tumma, he still says the tumma is there someplace, and you have to keep on checking it out. They're both tummy. They're all tummy. The Chachamim say though, no, Boydik, you have to check out, look for the tumma. Achi Megil Sela, check out on the ground until you come to a stone. Oyla karka basula. Rosh you come to ground, karka basula. Basula means like an isha basula that was never touched. If you dig under the ground and come to ground that was never touched yet, you don't have to dig further. You don't have to check any further. So you see according to Chachamim, you just check as much as you could, and that's all. But according to Reb Meir, no, even though you checked as much as you could, you can't go to kula. You keep on having to check more and more. So Rashi says here again, like Yeshita, Rashi says, "V'gabi b'dikas chametz, afilu l'Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, amrinan akfer or ochlo, the b'dikas chametz to Rabbonin." Again, even though the Gemara really said this should be totally in this machlokes, but it's not really. Rav Meir is only machmer over there with tumim midiraisa. See, even though you checked under the three stones, the three different piles, but since we know for sure at one time there was vada a tumah there, you have to keep on checking. But here, it's only a b'dikas chametz midirabbonin. So even though you saw the way the mouse came into the house, but since you checked the house again, even though you didn't find any chametz, you're allowed to go l'kulam. Since it's only midirabbonin, you can go l'kulam and say mistama that the act for the mouse ate it up. Vaitam. What about oil ubodak v'yashkach? You saw the mouse go into your house, and you went after him and you made a b'dika, and you type and found a piece of bread. Rashi, nichnas akfa lefaneinu, we saw the mouse go in the house in front of us. Ubodak balabais achrav, the balabos ran after him. V'yashkach prusan, he found right away a piece of bread. V'eni yodeya, the balabos does not know, im zehi imlat, is this the same piece of bread the mouse brought in or not? So do we say you still have to make a bdik, you still have to check out the rest of your house, or else no, you don't have to, you can go l'kula. So Gemara says, plukta de rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. This is a machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya we learned. Soda shenevad bo kever. You have a field that one time they buried the mace there, and later when they came to look, they forgot the spot where he was buried. They forgot. Like never, the kever was lost in the field. Halacha is, anichnas b'toychei tomei. Anybody that walks into this field now is tomei. because we have to be afraid, any part of the field maybe is the place where the mace is buried there, and you walked over the mace, so you have a tumas mace on you. What about nimso bo kever? Let's say later we talk of found where a kever, where a mace is buried there. Then we say hanichnas l'toicho. If from now on, if anybody walks into this field, tohor. If he only walks on the other part of the field, not on the part where we found the mace, so the rest of the field we say is becheskas tohor, and the person is tohor. Why? Shani yoyma, because we have a right to say kever sheovad hu kever shenimsa. The first kever, the first mace that was buried there, that we lost the spot where he was buried, now that we found the mace buried there, we have a right to say, this is the one we lost before. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. So the same halacha would apply here by Bedikas Chametz. If you went in and found a piece of bread, you have a right to say, the piece of bread we found now, this is the piece that the mouse brought in, and you do not have to make another Bedikah. But Rebbe Shimon Megamliel says, Tivdok kol asada kula. No, you still have to go and check out the whole field. Even though you found a mace buried here, right now, this part of the field, you have to be afraid, maybe there were two maces buried there. Maybe this is not the one we lost before, and therefore we still have to check the whole field if there's another person buried there or not. So the same thing here by Bedikas Chametz, according to him, even though you found a piece of bread, still you have to be afraid, maybe the piece of bread, the akfa, the mouse brought in, is hidden someplace else in the house, and you still have to go around checking for it. Yeah. Weiter. Yeah, weiter. Mar says another shaylam. Heniach tes. Let's say like at night you finish making your bedika, the leil of l'arba asur, you made a bedika chametz, and you had a bundle, you have 9 pieces of bread, and you put them down. Umotza yud, in the morning when you wake up, you find 9 pieces of bread there. What's the halacha? Is plukta the Rebbe v'rabbonin? The Gemara says it's talking the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned like this. Heniach mona. Somebody put down a mona, $100. So Rashi says, show ma'isa sheni. Somebody in his house had moyes, money of ma'isa sheni. He had fruits that were grown, and he's supposed to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So instead, he was paid with on money. He has the money. So he put down in the drawer $100 worth of ma'isa sheni. Umotso masayim. He came back the next day to the drawer, and he found $200 there. What's the halacha? Do we say just an extra $100 came here, or not? So the first man yama holds chulin umaisi sheni merovim zebuze divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Tak holds we have a right to say the first $100 of maisi sheni is still here. You have $200 here now. You just added another $100, but the first 100 is still here. So it'll be the same halacha by us, where you put down 9 pieces of bread, and in the morning you found the 10th piece. Would say that 10th piece was just added there, that the first 9 pieces are still here. The 10th piece is just the piece you added, and you would not have a chiyuv to make another bedika. We say no, all this $200 now is chulin. Why do we say it's chulin money, money that you could use? So Rashi says, hakoyl chulin, shehamona notal. The first $100 that you put down, that was my sesheni, you took away. And these $200 now were brought later. And they considered like chulin, this money you could use without being paid on different money. So Rashi says now, v'gabi chometz nami, according to our shayl of chometz, the same halacha. The first 9 pieces that you left are not here anymore. And you have to check out our house. Hirashi, why? Shemegorum chulde. Maybe the chulde take away took those 9 pieces and dragged it throughout the whole house. For Esra Nimtois, now you find 10 pieces of bread. Ish acher heviim kan. Maybe another person brought these new 10 pieces of bread here, but the original 9 pieces that you put away, it could be the akfor took them throughout the house, therefore you would have to make a bedika. So the Mar, what about Hiniach Yud? You put down 10 pieces of bread. Umotza tisha, in the morning when you wake up, you only find 9 pieces of bread. What's the loch in such a case? Do we have to be afraid that maybe the mouse came and took away that one piece and look around for them? So Mar says, Hainu Seifa, this is the Seifa, the Tanya. Heniach Masayim, you first put down $200 worth of Moy's money from Maisa Sheni. Umotza mona, and later in the morning or the next day when you looked, you only found $100. That's all you found. What's the halacha? Is we say mona mona munach or mona mutal divrei Rebbe. We say the original $200, so $100 you took away, and the other 100 is still here from before. Therefore, it's still ma'ase sheni. That's what Rebbe holds. So according to Rebbe, so Drashi Hainu Seifa, the Rebbe diyama zeha nimsa zeo echad min arishonim hochinami ain't tzorach livdak v'lachzer elo ala pruso havuda. According to Rebbe, you only have to check now for one piece of bread. So we say originally you left 10 pieces. Now you only find 9. So we say only one is missing, and you have to search for that one. Mashenka and the Chavim say over here, the Chavim Maimrim, HaKol Chulin. The Chavim say, no, the whole thing is Chulin. Why? Because we say, even though you left $200, those $200 got lost, or you took it away. And this $100 you have now is only Mois Chulin. So same thing here also, like Rashi says, L'Rabbonin Tzorach Lachzor L'Achar Kulan. Shein kan echad min harishonim. According to the Chachamim, you'd have to check the house for all those 10 pieces of bread. Now you find 9 pieces. We'll say this is a new 9 pieces. Somebody else brought these 9 pieces of bread here. But the original 10 pieces the mouse took, and he dragged it along the whole house. Therefore, you would have to check out the whole house until you find 10 pieces of bread. So tomorrow, what about the case on the vase? What about the case? Say, niach bezov yizu. You left your bag of matzah that you checked, Leo Larbosa, after the bdik.